Donald Trump got a lot of votes in November from people who go to church on Sundays. White evangelical Christians picked Trump over Hillary Clinton by an 8-2 margin. Large numbers of Roman Catholics went for the Republican candidate as well. But the president's travel ban targeting refugees and people from 7 Muslim-majority nations is drawing fire from some Christian leaders. From the World's Religion Desk, here's Matthew Bell.
Evangelical leaders from all 50 states published a letter this week. It calls on President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence to rethink their 4-month moratorium on refugee resettlement. Scott Arbeiter is with World Relief. It's a Christian organization that's helped more than 300,000 refugees over the years, people of all faiths, start new lives in America. Arbeiter says the point of the letter was to speak up for tens of millions of refugees around the world and for Christians right here.
For many Christian leaders around the country who have been engaged in refugee ministry for decades, this travel ban was not only threatening people that were so vulnerable already, but it was limiting our ability to live out our core Christian conviction, which has been a part of our call for 2,000 years.
That calling, Arbeiter says, is based on the teachings of Jesus that say, love your neighbor. But the Trump White House says the travel ban is about keeping America safe from terrorism. Sebastian Gorka is an advisor to the president and a former editor at Breitbart News. In a recent interview with this program, Gorka said the vetting procedures for people entering the U.S. are so inadequate, it's hard to know where to start.
How about the fact that in some cases a visa interview lasts 60 seconds? I mean, we could go on and on and on. The system was broken, and it was catastrophically broken in terms of vetting threats from non-threats.
When I put that point to Scott Arbeiter of World Relief, he said he wasn't sure what Gorka was referring to, but he said the process of vetting refugees is a rigorous one.
You test the quality of a program by its results. Because the reality is, if you look at the Cato Institute, a libertarian institute, they have done a careful study of risk, and they have said that the risk of you or me as an American citizen being killed by a terrorist attack from a refugee is 1 in 3.64 billion. So if the Cato Institute is right, then the process must be a lot better than a 60-second interview.
Arbeiter says a lot of people seem to be conflating what has happened in Europe with the situation here in the U.S. Refugees are simply not pouring across the border into this country. They can only come here, Arbeiter says, after the Department of State chooses them. And then they still have to go through an extensive vetting process. Some evangelical leaders do support the travel ban. Franklin Graham is one of them. On Twitter yesterday, he compared the ban to locking your front door before going to bed. But more and more Christians are beginning to question Trump's mantra of America first, says Larisha Hawkins. She's an evangelical Christian and a visiting fellow at the University of Virginia. Hawkins says Christian teaching is pretty straightforward.
The vulnerable, the refugee, Jesus himself was a Palestinian refugee. And I think what Trump's policy says is stay out. There's no room in the American Inn for Jesus, if you will.
Catholic bishops have criticized the travel ban as well. Boston's Cardinal Sean O'Malley wrote an op-ed in the Boston Globe last week. In the face of a global humanitarian crisis, the piece reads, we cannot treat people as pawns in the midst of international disputes. Trump's campaign rhetoric is one thing. Policy is another, says Arsalan Iftikhar. He's a human rights lawyer and the author of Scapegoats, How Islamophobia Helps Our Enemies and Threatens Our Freedoms. Iftikhar says it's reassuring to hear religious leaders from many faiths denouncing what he sees as a policy aimed squarely at Muslims.
An attack on one religion is an attack on all religions here in the United States. You know, we live in a pluralistic society, and we've seen historical demonization of minority groups since the beginning and the birth of our nation. One of the reasons that my book on Islamophobia is entitled Scapegoats is because scapegoats is actually a biblical term.
It might be Muslims who are being targeted now, Iftikhar says, but it could very well be another group that's next. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.